KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good evening and welcome to the Minor Chord here on KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. While I hope we're all not locked down in our houses, I will note that we missed Pi Day. That is, my recording was not on the air on Pi Day. But then that got me thinking about things like custard pie. And that may actually lead us down the errant path. This evening, the errant path here on the Minor Chord on KRVS. We'll start things off with Led Zeppelin and custard pie from Physical Graffiti. You don't have to sell your body to the night.
We'll be right back. nothing really matters anymore. But when I ask her what she means, she says I ought to know. Kenny says she's made arrangements for me in the sand. Kenny says she wants me with her down in Candyland. She wonders why we try. I couldn't think of what to say, I had no ready reply. Well, Candy says I'd like her where she is. She says it's an opportunity that I don't want to miss. Candy says she's made a says she wants me with her down in Candyland. Candy says she wants me with her down in Candyland. If I could go on, of course I said I couldn't, and of course we knew that's wrong. But Candy, I said, Candy, no, you can't do that to me, because you love me way too much for you to ever leave. Candy says she's made arrangements for me in the sand. Candy says she wants me with her down in Candyland. Candy says she's made arrangements for me in the sand. And Candy says she wants me with her down in Candyland. Candy says she wants me with her down in Candyland. Candy says she wants me with her down in Candyland. Candy says she wants me with her down in Candyland.
That was Rush, Fly By Night, from the album of the same name. That was their second album. The first one, Neil Peart actually played on. Neil Peart passed away recently. Our drumming gods took a huge bow when that happened. Rush was formed in 1968. That album came out in 1975. Alex Lifeson plays guitar on that. Of course, it's Geddy Lee on bass, synths, vocals, all kinds of instruments. Alex plays a Les Paul into Marshalls. He's been doing that for years, but he gets a good deal of his sounds from Maestro PS1A Phase Shifter and the Maestro Echoplex. Before that, we heard Morphine Candy from Cure for Pain. What a great album. If you have not heard that album in its entirety, you should check it out. Mark Sandman, he started off trying to play guitar, a Telecaster through an octave divider, but he switched out to Premier Bass with only two strings on it. There's some interesting stories about how he came about that setup. Before that, you heard Led Zeppelin Custard Pie with Physical Graffiti. That's a great double album. Again, if you haven't heard that album, if you haven't heard the first six Led Zeppelin albums, you should probably go out and play them back to back. That's a great, great listening pleasure afternoon right there. As widely touted as a fantastic one of their albums that followed up Houses of the Holy, which they thought they could not possibly top. Page Drew's Dan Electro in My Time of Dying on that album. We're going to continue down the errant path here on KRVS 88.7 FM. Lafayette Lake Charles with some Pink Floyd. We are going to set the controls for The Heart of the Sun. Thank you. That is the Purkinje Shift, I Rope Steers from Threads. What a great new album from the Purkinje Shift. Before that, on the album is another great song called Schnapps and Eunuch. It's a hot down in Texas where you might rope steers at a two-guitar band. We had to play it because it's hot over here in Louisiana right now. There's a Telecaster and a Les Paul. Les Paul's on bass, I guess you would call that. There's a Lee Cricket Quorum on drums. Before that, there was a different drummer from 1997 to 2000. And when they reformed in 2011, they picked up Lee Quorum. What a fantastic drummer. Before that, you heard Pink Floyd, Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun. That is the second Pink Floyd album, A Saucer Full of Secrets. Syd Barrett only did one track on that album, with Gilmore's and Water pulling a lot of their weight on that album there. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. You can visit us online at krvs.org. You can visit there to see podcast playlists, news, and upcoming events and information. And you can click on that big red donate button on the right to donate to Public Radio for Acadiana. We're going to continue down the errant path here on KRVS on the minor chord. We're going to play some Small Sounds. Don't walk away from the Small Sounds. It's a band out of Houston, Texas. They play all the Airtight Garage amplifiers.
She's unsteady, and it's just the smallest thing that you've ever seen. Well, all right, don't walk away. She always hit her fist full of something to say. Just to be the nothing else you swore that they had undone. And a moaning ring was left when she fell down low.
out of the muddy clay. I will sing, sing a new song. I will sing, sing a new song. How long to sing this song? How long to sing this song?
I am hoping that that was errant enough for you on the errant path here on the minor chord. That was John Coltrane, Equinox from Coltrane Sound. Before that, you heard They Might Be Giants, Kiss Me, Son of God from Blinken. Before that, we heard U2, Farty from War. How much shorter can those words be, huh? Before that, you heard The Small Sounds out of Houston, Texas. Small Sounds all play the Airtight Garage amplifiers. Actually, they play five Red Pepper amplifiers built by the Airtight Garage. We've talked about U2's guitar player, and of course, They Might Be Giants. Great band. They've been around for quite some time, and they did the original Dial a Song. You dial the 1-800 number, and they had a old cassette recorder that would play various songs based on time of day. We're going to try and get on out of here down the errant path, and we'll take in some William Baczynski. This is the Disintegration Loops. We'll hear track 1, DOP 1.1.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online.